full deal and done a couple tests. And Twitch is streaming on Twitch is a newer thing for me. But I wanted to stream this on Twitch and record a podcast at the same time. The idea behind this is to allow for interaction in the future. My previous podcast, that this is actually just continuing off of, I actually got a decent amount of listenership because I was covering some pretty interesting topics. And yeah, I just think it did better than I expected. Maybe not as well as many would want, but I think it'd be fun to be able to stream these things live and actually have questions and answers. Yeah. So the podcast, by the way, my name is Dan. I am the owner of Wapiti, which is a digital marketing agency out of Waverly, Cedar Falls, and Waterloo, kind of that area in Iowa. Formerly was out of Washington State, and formerly before that out of Arizona. So we've been moving around. The previous name of the company was Brand Shouter. I'm probably not going to reference that a whole lot more moving into the future, but when I picked up roots and moved to Iowa, I also rebranded, renamed my company from the ground up. The idea behind this is, honestly, Brand Shouter was stodgy and boring to me. That's honestly where it is. And it could have been just me. Customers might have been just fine with it, but I wanted something fresh and new. And as you can see on my screen right now, I've got the website up. I'm currently logged in, so forgive the WordPress bar across the top, but you can see my logo is the Wapiti head, and then you got the background image, which is a Wapiti head, and then as you go down the page, there's an antler right there. A Wapiti, by the way, is a North American elk. Without getting into too much detail, elk is actually the name for a European moose. And the North American elk is actually not a moose at all. It's more a relative, of the deer, or more closely related to deer. I don't know. I'm not a scientist on any of this stuff, or whatever it would be. But Wapiti was a North American name, standing for white rump or white tail, which is what the elk have, is the white kind of fluffy tail. And so, working together with my graphic designer, we came up with the branding, we came up with the look, and I've been pretty happy with it. So, yeah, I'm re-recording this as mentioned before. The gist of this episode, as the inaugural re episode, because as mentioned before, this podcast did exist in a different form. I felt like it was important to start with the foundation of my business. If you're watching on Twitch, you can, once again, you can see the website in the background. It's important to establish foundations, mostly because I want to hold myself to a specific standard. I want my clients to know what standard I'm trying to hold myself to. Yeah, and most importantly, I need to be clear up front. I fail daily. None of this is coming from a place of me expecting, well, I expect perfection, but that doesn't mean I'm going to deliver it. I fail daily at upholding to my faith, to my personal standards, of which my company is built on these same personal standards. So without delaying too much, I just really want to qualify this whole thing with, I'm not perfect. I'm going to speak as though I want to be perfect because I do, but trust me, anyone who might be watching or listening to this who knows me knows that I have failed many times, and I will continue to in spite of my best efforts. So looking at my website here, once again, it helps to be on Twitch, but it'll still make sense if you're listening to the podcast. You can see my website's wapiti.digital. That's spelled WAPITI dot digital. I basically love the way my site's designed, and I realize that we do web design, and so that's like, well, of course he's going to speak as I do some sites that the client likes that I don't like. So, I mean, I guess that would make sense with my website that I'm not going to do it unless I really like it. But I have to admit, this isn't my design. This isn't my layout. My graphic designer did this all himself. I worked on wording. I made a few little tweaks and changes to the site. But generally speaking, he knew exactly how to hit what I was looking for. And I really enjoyed working with him on this particular project. We worked together on everything. So, specifically though, well, not everything. We worked together on other things. Specifically though, I want to talk about this little icon on the right. It's, for those of you who don't know, this is the, mark, that the Christian church had taken on, especially way, way back in the past when there was, there wasn't the freedoms that we have today. And they had to communicate whether they were believers or not without verbally speaking it. So they would draw a fish in the sand that looked just like this. Nowadays, you see it far less than I used to growing up, but you'll find businesses who have the fish to basically signify that they are Christian-owned, Christian-operated potentially, but that their business is built on the Christian faith. If you're not a Christian, I'm not here to offend you. I'm not here even to evangelize you, although I'd love nothing more for you to at least see where everything comes from that I'm talking about. But I am specifically talking about the foundation of Wapiti. The reason I run Wapiti is to help people. Honestly, that's it in a nutshell. If I'm doing business and I'm not helping people, then I wouldn't enjoy it. And maybe on the next episode or a couple episodes out, I'll talk to you about a opportunity I just had that was an awesome opportunity, but didn't speak to my calling, and I ended up turning it down only for that reason. We could talk more about that later, but coming back to this, this is the foundation. So I put this on my site for two reasons. First off, other believers, I want them to know who they're dealing with. I want them to know that they're dealing with somebody who's like-minded. Yeah, we may disagree on things, but generally speaking, we believe that Jesus Christ came to earth. He was fully God and died on a cross so that our sins could be forgiven. Our selfishness, our hatred, our everything that occurs in every believer to this day has already been paid for, has already been forgiven through the cross. I want to ensure that that message is carried out on my site. I literally just added this before, well, it's been a little while now because I've been trying to get the recording to work, but before recording, I added this in because I wasn't going to do the recording on this. I was going to do it about something else, which I'll save for a later one. But I just feel it's important. In this day and age, whether you're a Christian or not, it's important to solidify what you do on the foundation that you do it on. I find that so many belief systems are not built on foundations. They're built on, this is what I think, and therefore that is true. I don't believe in God. And so with that, I am determining my own truth. But how are you determining your own truth? Most human beings will admit that they're flawed. The ones who don't admit that they're flawed, I don't even know how to talk to them. So if you're one of those people, I'm sorry, but this isn't for you. But most human beings, whether they believe in Christ, whether they believe in Buddha, whether they believe in anything, atheism, they will admit that humans are flawed. So to build your foundation of truth on something that you admit is flawed isn't a very solid foundation. It's sand. It's not going to support a structure, you know, when the hurricane comes. Silly analogy, but the point is still there. I don't see how you could do that. So my foundation is built on the Bible and is built on Christ and his death on the cross and forgiveness of my sins. That also informs me as to what sin is, and most of sin is built in selfishness. And unfortunately, our society today, it's all about self. It's not about selflessness, about giving of yourself to others. And even a lot of Christians struggle with that. I struggle with that daily. So to move forward with this, so when you click this little fun fish icon here, it brings up a little window. The purpose of this is to plainly say who I am. If this offends somebody, I'm sorry. My goal is not to offend. My goal is to be upfront, honest about who I am. And so if I lose a client, I'm sad about that, or lose a potential client, because my faith doesn't have to interfere with doing business with someone. But on the same vein, if that's enough for me to lose somebody, then it might be for the best. So that's kind of the second reason. The first reason, once again, was to communicate with other believers that that's who they're potentially working with. The second reason is to communicate my principles of my business, the base, the foundation of who I am. So you can see here, Wapiti's Christian-owned business. We strive to run our business according to biblical principles and with Christ as our focus. If you would like to learn more about our commitment to our faith, please reach out with a contact button. That's it. I'm not sitting here. The whole rest of the site doesn't talk about it. I do think I have an old podcast episode. Probably won't be able to find it here while chatting, but an old episode back in the day where I talk about faith and business. And even then, I try to remain, I say who I am, what I believe, but I try to remain pretty outside of things. I don't think that was a mistake necessarily, but I'm no longer wanting to do that. I definitely want my business to be informed. Here it is, the intersection of faith and business. So if you go back to my old articles on my site, or just do a search. Do I have search? No, I didn't add search to my site. Yeah, I can do that someday. But you can see this. It was episode 20 of this podcast series, which I've now morphed into Wapiti Live. So yeah, you could see I've added some stuff in here. And anyhow, for me, it's important that my business reflects who I want to be. And so to cycle back to the beginning, it's who I want to be. It is not who I am. I'm not solid. Well, how do I say this? I am solidly founded in Christ, but my everyday actions do not always reflect that. I am not perfect. I'm not even close. Paul in the Bible talks about, how he continues to do the things that he doesn't want to do, and he laments it. Like, why? Why do I keep doing these things that I don't want to do? I feel like that sums my life up way more than I'd care to admit. So I have a verse up here from Philippians. It's actually Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. I printed it out. As a digital agency, printers don't come into play very often, but I wanted it in front of my face all the time. So I'm kind of looking up in a way if you're seeing me on video because I'm reading it. I think it comes from the NET translation, New English translation of the Bible, but I read a few different translations, so I'm not going to claim that for sure. But here it is. Instead of being motivated by selfish ambition or vanity, each of you should, in humility, be moved to treat one another as more important than yourself. How many of us today treat each other as more important than ourselves? But Christian or not, how many of us do that? I know I don't. As a matter of fact, the reason I printed this verse and stuck it up here is because it is something that I struggle with multiple times a day, every day, is feeling like I'm the important one. A very selfish approach to life, and from my perspective, a wrong approach to feel like you're the important one. Specifically, right there, it says to treat each other as more important than yourself. It doesn't mean that they necessarily are or aren't more important than yourself. That's a whole different discussion. I'm not getting there. I'm specifically talking about how you treat others. Because if we walked around treating everybody, even those that we disagree with, as more important than ourselves, imagine how much better this world would be, how much more serving we would do, how much less fighting over silly things that would happen. So I mentioned that verse not to evangelize, although if this is working, great, I love it. But that's not the point of this. That's who I want to be with my company. That is partially, that partially plays into my slogan here, serve the herd. I want to serve. Obviously, I'm trying to make money at it, so I'm making no distinction there. I would like to be able to support my family. Fortunately, God's blessed me, and I do. You know, if I ever end up bringing more people on board, I'd like to be able to support them and their family. If I just work with contractors like I do most of the time at this point, I want to be able to bless them both financially and through a wonderful working relationship. But it's all with service at the forefront. Personally, and you may disagree, but personally, I see no reason why serving and earning have to be separate. I believe fully you can serve and earn at the same time. Part of service is doing more. So if somebody pays me to do a job and I deliver, great. They're happy. I got money. Great. But if somebody pays me to do a job and not only do I deliver, but I go above and beyond, that is serving while earning money. And that's the goal of my business, is I want to be able to take care of myself and those who I come into contact financially. But more importantly to that is that idea of service. I'll tell you, I struggled with adding the Christian Fish to my site today. I've been thinking about it for a little bit, and in my past, I've seen how when you advertise that you are a business of believers, there's a community of believers who believe that means you should give for free always. And I do believe in giving, but I choose where to give based on my callings. Not that other things I'm not called to aren't valuable and important, but I feel like I have been given specific callings and drives. And so I put my time, my money, my skill sets into things that I care about. And that means that there's going to be really good organizations, really good causes that I will refuse to give to. And that's okay. And so I struggled with this because a lot of business people have been burnt out by advertising that they're believers, because there's this mooch economy that happens, for lack of a better phrase, amongst other believers. I'm going to be clear. I love Christ. I will love that organization or that business that comes to me asking, you know, for whatever. But I will probably flat out say no. Unless they just happen to be within what my hot buttons are. And so that was a concern. But in the end, it's who I am. It's who my company is built on, is Christ. And so I wanted to put that out there. So, yeah, I'm kind of drawing a line in the sand here. My first episode back after a long hiatus from, gosh, how many episodes here? I should go back and look. I hit my back button. Let's see, that was episode 20. I had, what was the last episode here? Episode 3, season 2. I know this doesn't really matter, but I'm just interested in knowing. 61. So I had 64 episodes with my previous podcast, which this is morphed into, or morphed from, I should say. I'm kind of drawing a line here. Even if you disagree with me, I would love for you to listen. I'm not going to be talking about religion every single episode. However, my belief set will inform the entirety of my thoughts, my discussions. Technically, it always has. But I'm going to be less covert about it, more upfront. But that said, I'd love for you to listen, even if you disagree, because I believe there's a lot of value here, just because I believe there's a lot of wisdom in the Bible on top of, you know, the beliefs of Christ and that he died on the cross. If you do agree with me and you're in business, I would love it if you'd reach out, because I want to start connecting Christian businesses together. I want to start helping people find alternatives to non-Christian business. I personally, you know, I'm recording this on a Mac. You can probably tell from my window here that I'm sharing. I love Apple products. I don't love everything Apple stands for. The reality is there's not a lot of alternatives. The other alternatives also stand for a lot of the same things. And I get it. You know, the Bible even talks about being in the world but not of the world, and part of being in the world is you have these certain options. But I would love to be able to connect more with like-minded people, be able to, being able to share a common belief system in business and help each other in faith and in business. So if you are one of those people, I encourage you to keep listening, critique me, help me be a better person, help me be more educated, help me serve, and also reach out. I'd love to be in contact with you. All right, thanks for listening. And if you enjoyed this, also, I plan to live stream these on Twitch, and I'll eventually come up with a schedule here or something, so that you'll know when it's happening. That said, if you actually subscribe to me on Twitch, the Twitch username is wapiti_digital. So that's WAPITI. And then the little underline, it's usually a shift in your dash button, and then digital. You'll get notifications from Twitch when I go live. I'll try to give a little time every so often so that you have a chance to catch up. But yeah, I want discussion. I want to be a part of the business community, but more importantly is be a part of the Christian business community. Both. Not giving up the non-Christian business community by any means. But I also want believers to work with through this. So, enjoy, and catch you next time.